Andy, what has the last 2 weeks been like for you and obviously for Tom?
Well, I mean, obviously it's a really sad time for Tom, but we basically sat down with him and said the diving comes second. The family time and what he's doing at home has to come first. He then came up to me over the weekend when his father actually died and said what he would have wanted me to do is to come back in, do some work, do some training, and I'm definitely going to do nationals because he would have been heartbroken if he felt that I hadn't done that. So we've basically taken it a bit easy. It's been a different build-up to what we would normally have done. And the goal really for this weekend is for him to come here, be involved in it, have a bit of fun. We're not really putting any pressure on the performance.
When he came to you and said he wanted to compete, were you surprised by that?
Not at all. I'm honest, it's exactly what I thought Tom would turn around and say. Largely because he's had that relationship with his dad. His dad would definitely have said that. And I think it's absolutely right.
How do you get his mind right for something like this? Or do you have to?
Well, we've talked over the years, really, about how performances should be put together. Working on performance rather than outcomes. So we never try and say, well, we're going to aim to be second or third or first. Each dive is its own competition. And we focus on the process of that dive, putting himself into a little bubble for each dive that he does, and working through that. And we did that with his basic list. He's now learned the new dives, and we've tried to put that together over the last couple of competitions with this new list. And it's started to develop the confidence that he needs. Mexico, obviously, I was really impressed with. British record, personal best score for him with the new list, and that's a year out from the game. So it gives us time to keep working on that consolidation.
Now, you see him day in, day out. Can you explain why and how he's so mentally tough?
I think a lot of it's natural. He loves to compete. My job really has been to help him with the way that he approaches competitions, the way that he focuses on the dives themselves, focusing on the process of that dive. And then those two things together and his ability to dive in the first place have meant that he's pretty outstanding.
Now, you've had a chance from the outside to see the relationship that Rob and Tom had. Was it, how special was it? What did it mean to Tom in terms of his competing?
Rob's always been there from the first day that Tom walked into Central Park Pool, looked at the swimming pool, looked at the diving pool and said, I want to be in that one. Rob's kind of been there at training whenever he could be. He's been there at various competitions in this country. He obviously followed him around abroad as well. He's kind of been part of the infrastructure and the furniture of Team Tom, if you like. And obviously that relationship with Tom has been very special and will be sadly missed. I think what Tom has said about the fact that his view now will be that somewhere, somehow, his dad is going to be waving that great big Union Jack flag that we always used to see at the big competitions. He always knew where Rob was because of that flag. And looking down and in some way supporting still, I think is a lovely way for Tom to look at it.
Does your role become different now that you're the senior male figure in his life?
I don't think so. I think that you know, Tom had a special relationship with his dad. He will always have those memories. I'm really pleased that we flew him back early from Mexico so that he actually had a period of time where Rob bounced back from what they thought was going to be a problem. And he had some time with his dad while he was still a little bit lucid. It was a great move on British Diving's behalf, I think, that to get him back early. But to be honest, you know, my relationship with him has grown over the years, from when he was a little kid to him being a young man now. And the process that we've put in terms of developing his performance will remain the same. And I hope I'll also still be a friend and someone he can talk to and confide in should he wish to.
13 months out now from the Olympic Games, a lot of people said to me, there's a lot of destiny about what's happening here. Do you see it that way, that it's not a nail-on gold next year, but there's so much wrapped up in the emotion of it, it just has to be a gold?
Well, I think predicting medals at the Olympic Games is a fool's game. I'm certainly not going to get involved in that. We're going to do exactly the same as we have done throughout Tom's career, focusing on the list of dives that he has and the performance of that list of dives. Hopefully our preparation will be well done. We'll go into London with the experience of 2008 behind us, and one of the reasons for wanting to push Tom into that environment was so that 2012 is not a new Olympic experience for him. That's part and parcel of the preparation, and we'll aim to do the very best performance possible, and then we'll see what happens.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Andy.